So we are continuing on this summer in the book of Matthew, looking at different passages. And last week, for those that remembered, if you were here or maybe heard it online, we talked about being uncomfortable. And nobody likes to be uncomfortable, right? So today, we are going to take a look at a passage where it talks about being comfortable. We all like to be comfortable, right? I can guess. In fact, I think I've told you before about my favorite lazy boy in my house. It's my son. He's actually older than my oldest daughter. He's 20-some years old. He's that lazy boy that I told you about. He's starting to break down, but he still works, and I find that perfect spot, and it's just comfort. And that's what we're going to have today. The song you just heard is actually the passage we're going to take a look at, and it's one of my favorite passages in the Bible because Jesus uses a very cool illustration, I think. And it talks about the yoke. And not only is this a cool word, it's also a very cool device. And we're not talking about, sometimes maybe you've heard the modern phrase, you know, that guy's yoked, you know, he's big or whatever. Not talking about that. We're not talking about the yellow stuff and eggs. We are talking about this kind of a yoke. I have a picture here. And I'm sure most of you are all familiar with this. This is what two big animals that, like this, don't they look very happy, by the way, those two? Carrying together, sharing the load, but they're a lot stronger because of this yoke that's on them. They're working together as one. So that leads into our passage here, Matthew chapter 11. Verses 28 through 30. And this is Jesus speaking. He says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." So in there, and there's different translations, obviously, and some of it, they don't all say laden, heavy laden. So what does it mean, heavy laden, labored, weary, or burdened? You'll find all those translations for this same passage. What does that exactly mean? And what I've been talking about, some of you have heard me say this multiple times now, especially if you've been in my Bible studies, just to take a verse like this out of the Bible and read it, without understanding the context of why Jesus said it, isn't doing it justice. So here is why Jesus said these particular verses. So he's talking to a lot of people here that are burdened and heavy laden and weighed down by the laws that have been placed on them by the Pharisees, the religious leaders of those days. You know, they were taught how this is how to gain favor with God and to please God by doing these laws. Now, I'm not talking about God's law here. I'm not talking about like the Ten Commandments. They added laws as they interpreted God's law, and then they added a whole bunch of laws onto that, and then they were burdening the people with all these laws. So, for example, you take the commandment, remember the Sabbath day, keep it holy. Well, they added on to that, saying one of the laws was you could only walk a certain amount of steps on the Sabbath. And once you get to that limit, you got to stop no matter where you're at. That's just one example. They had all kinds of laws that they made up, and they were burdening the people with all these things. You see, these laws really made the Pharisees look good because, of course, they could keep them. And then people thought that they were better than them, even though they were the ones making it up. And Jesus talked specifically about these people in Matthew 24, where he says this about the Pharisees. "They tie up heavy burdens, hard to bear, and lay them on people's shoulders, but they themselves are not willing to move them with their finger. They do all their deeds to be seen by others, for they make their phylacteries broad and their fringes long, and they love the place of honor at feasts and the best seats in the synagogues. You see, they were making all these laws and burdening the people, God's people, the Jews, by saying this is how you should be living as a good Jew. But they weren't really willing to do it themselves. They would walk around with phylacteries. Those are little boxes that they had strapped to their heads. I think we should reinstitute that, by the way. Walk around with little boxes strapped to our heads with scriptures in them, because that makes us more holy, right? But the people had gotten to the point where they thought if they worked hard enough or did enough, that's how to gain favor with God. And then in turn, of course, that was salvation, based on the things that they were doing because of all these laws. That was the result of these things being thrown on these people's shoulders day in, day out. So obviously the result was these people felt burdened, weighed down by the guilt of their sin, because inevitably they'd screw up. They felt weighed down by that, of not living up to what they were supposed to be, not living up to the expectations that were laid on them. And so on the screen you can see Jesus is speaking to those who feel so weighed down by the yoke of the law and the expectations of this world. Now let me ask you all a question here. Now that we're in 2023, we're not Jews in Jesus' day. Is Jesus speaking to you today? Are you feeling weighed down like this guy on the picture here that can't, that's not the right picture, but there was going to be a picture of a guy with a huge backpack. But anyway, do you ever feel like that, like you have this huge backpack on your shoulders and you're trying to carry it around and get through day to day and you just can't do it? Do you, people here at Promise this day, feel burdened, weighed down by the laws, I put in quotes, and the expectations of this earthly life? You see, just like the Jews in Jesus' day were burdened with these laws and these expectations, we too, in 2023, have a lot of expectations that are laid on us. In our culture today. If you don't believe me, see if any of these maybe ring a bell. Are you weighed down, burdened by the expectations of your job? The expectation that you have to do this and do that, and if you do this and do that, then you can get a raise or a bonus and you can move up the ladder. Do you feel the burden of the expectation that you have to talk and be friendly to your coworkers and or to your customers, even when you don't want to be? Has anybody ever had that problem? It's an expectation. You know, even as a pastor, there's expectations that are on me, and I let those things weigh me down. You would think that you'd be safer, right, working in the church. You're not. Even though I only work one day a week, right? But it's a tough day. What about the expectations of being in a relationship, whether it's with a spouse or maybe a boyfriend or a girlfriend or maybe just a friend, the expectations that are laid on you to be in these relationships, what our culture tells you you should do, and you should do this and that to make your relationship sound? What about the expectations of being in school, kids? the expectation to get good grades, expectation of doing your homework so that you can get good grades. And in the meantime, the expectation of making that sports team or to be in choir or to be in drama or to be in band or to be in some other club, you got to do all these things, right? That's the expectations placed on those going to school. What about the expectations of being a parent? We have all kinds of expectations in our culture today that are laid on us, right? The expectation to get our kids to school, to make sure our kids are doing their homework, to make sure they're getting good grades, also to make sure they get on that team, make sure they get to the practices for that team so that they can play in the games, because otherwise they won't play in the games if they're not at the practices, and all the extra stuff that's even outside of the season. You see what I mean? I'm speaking as one with experience in the expectation of parents to raise good kids so that when they get out of their house, they're good people, right? Or what about the expectation of being a kid or a teenager today? All those things I mentioned before with school, but now you got the expectations of all these other things that we've placed on us with all of our technology, all of the social media that we have come caving in on our kids and teenagers, whether it be Facebook, I know that's outdated, teenagers, for you, Snapchat, Twitter, Instagram, whatever, the expectation that you're on these things, right? Because otherwise you're missing out on what's going on with everybody else. So you got to stay up. And it just keeps heaping up more and more on our shoulders. And finally, what about the expectations of being a Christian? Maybe you feel that as well. The expectation to go to church, the expectation to read your Bible, the expectation to pray, the expectation to pray and read the Bible with your kids, the expectation to pray and read the Bible with your grandkids. And when we start seeing all these things mounting up and up and up. So if any of what I just said hits home, Jesus is indeed speaking to you today. And he has an invitation for you. And he said it in the words that I read. He said, "Come to me." And then after the invitation, he gives you a promise. "I will give you rest." He didn't say, "Maybe I'll give you rest. I'll think about it if I give you rest. I might give you rest." Jesus said, "I will give you rest." So why do we want to keep all this stuff on ourselves? Why do we want to be yoked to all the expectations of this world day in and day out? We're wearing ourselves out, am I right? And we don't rest. Even when we go on vacation, who truly is resting? Anybody? We're just taking all our issues somewhere else, and who checks their phone while you're on vacation? I got to make sure that that person didn't email me. We just keep adding it on and on. And Jesus is telling us, "Come to me. I will give you rest." You're not going to find it in any of this stuff. And so now that picture that was up there before of Jesus yoked to that guy, he had his hands in his pocket, just taking a stroll through the woods, relaxed, because Jesus is yoke, is easy. That's what he says. His yoke is easy. You see, instead of being yoked to all these burdens, let's yoke ourselves to Jesus, because it's easy. Jesus' yoke of the gospel guarantees true rest. You see, the Jews back in the day, they thought that they had to do this and this and this and this and this in order to gain favor with God. We don't have to do that. This final picture, because of this, the yoke of Jesus is this. You see, his yoke is easy because he not only has taken, he wants us to dump our burdens onto him, to give it to him. Not only will he take all those, he promises that, he took all of our sins along with it and took it to this cross, and he yoked himself to that cross so that we wouldn't have to be yoked to the sin of this world and the things of this world. Indeed, Jesus is the one that is the only one who gives us true rest. Amen.